In a demonstration titled against the Saudi occupation and its war crimes, tens of thousands of Yemeni demonstrators took to the streets of Sana'a to slam international community's silence on Riyadh's atrocities against Yemeni civilians.
We have congregated here in support of our leader, Abdul Malik al-Houthi's anticipated declaration of strategic options against Saudi relentless aerial bombardment and invasion of the country, as the international community has fallen short to put an end to Riyadh's war on Yemen, which is in violation of the international law.
The issue of United Nations silence over Saudi Arabia's invasion that began without a UN mandate was put forward by Press TV to the United Nations Under Secretary General and Emergency Relief Coordinator Stephen O'Brien as he was leaving Yemen. He was here for a three-day official visit to the most impoverished Arab nation.
I am absolutely convinced that all the parties need to get around the table to have a dialogue. This requires all the parties to do that. I am here as the humanitarian chief. My responsibility is to find all the opportunities we can to help the people in need. And it's absolutely vital that we recognize that this is happening right across all parts of Yemen.
However, demonstrators here say they do not give much credit to international initiatives after nearly 140 days of Saudi relentless bombardment and tight siege that have claimed the lives of more than 4,900 civilians, including women and children. These demonstrators have gathered here at the epicenter of the revolution that toppled the Saudi-backed government say they are ready to answer the Ansar Allah movement's call for an all-out war against Saudi Arabia. Muhammad Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.